All right, we're here at the U.S. Soybean Export Council's Animal Utilization Stakeholders Meeting in Seattle, Washington. With me is Wendell Kniehaus with Novus International. And Wendell, why are you here?
Well, good afternoon, Cindy. It's great to be here. Simply put, I'm here with Novus because we share the same customers as the U.S. Soybean Export Council. So the folks that are buying Novus feed ingredients are typically buying products like soybean meal, soybeans, and corn to complete an animal diet. So shared customers give a shared opportunity to provide value to the livestock industry.
Now, you did a presentation here. What were some of the things that you talked about to the group?
Well, a couple of things. So one is really just to give them an overview of Novus and present the possibilities of partnership. Two, at their specific request, was to talk about some of the technical services we provide in the livestock industry so they could build on and consider some of those ideas. And then three was to talk through some of the mutual opportunities, whether that's shared audience or focus on aquaculture, where they can be an increasing protein source in aquaculture as fish meal gets more difficult to find and maintain in the ever-growing appetite for aquaculture products in the world.
Now, technical services, that was really the main focus of the afternoon session on the first day here. Explain what that is all about and why, you know, like your average soybean grower out there should be concerned, you know, interested in this.
Yeah, well, I would say from a soybean perspective, most days there's no need. But with their customers, the days they have issues with rate of gain or feed conversion, that's when they need to be prepared to answer their customers' needs. Whether their customer need is rate of gain and they perceive it's the soybeans, or they just have a rate of gain issue that they need to solve that could be inaccurately blamed on or guessed to be their feed ingredient, they need to be prepared to offer that service. And it's those moments where the customer really has a challenge, a pain, or a need that make a difference in the customer relationship and loyalty, whether you're a Novus International or you're the American soybean farmer trying to market their products globally. So providing that technical service is an expectation in agriculture. And typically, whoever's providing the ingredients, they're going to look to for that extra service in moments of need.
Now, Novus International is worldwide, and yesterday, or the first day of this meeting, we heard presentations from all the directors from the Export Council, Soybean Export Council, all over the world. Tell me about what your perceptions of what you heard and how that makes you feel about the soybean export market and therefore the animal utilization product where Novus gets involved.
Well, what I heard was that 9 out of 10 of their units of soybean meal end up in livestock production, so the theory of joint customer is perfectly put. And then second, from an overall strategy perspective, Novus's mission and the soybean grower's mission, which I'll roughly try to state them together but have both of them not quite right, would be to feed the world affordable, wholesome food, and from Novus' perspective, gain a better quality of life. A lot of commonality in that and a lot of opportunity to work together and have complementary efforts to do the right thing, not only for agriculture and livestock production, but for mankind.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the U.S. Soybean Export Council Animal Utilization Stakeholders Meeting, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.